allow corporations as an entity.
Becky Rubright was one of the organizers of the protest at 610 South Boulevard in Tampa. She's worried that the voices of voters will matter less if PACs allow corporate interests to bankroll candidates who will support their causes.
Especially now that after Citizens United, people can make super PACs, which can receive unlimited amounts of corporate money to then be used for, you know, any part of the campaign ads primarily. And when you're talking about corporate money, being able to put that kind of money behind their voices are the loudest.
Rubright, along with another half dozen of the protesters, entered the business and handed a Robert Watkins and Company employee several oversized checks. Jeremy West said the company is representing the 1%, so he and the others dressed as if they were wealthy.
And we are going to go ahead and present this office with huge checks from some fake special interest, some real special interest, demanding privileges that normal citizens couldn't ask for, such as possible religious hypocrites donating money for pro-lifers who believe in the death penalty, or military-industrial complex looking to further America's imperialistic strategies.
Another organizer, Bill Livesey, took particular exception to just how many funds were serviced using the same Tampa billing address.
Legally, there's not supposed to be a cooperation between political action committees, but when 14 of them are housed in one building, it's hard to believe that there's not a little bit of cooperation going on between them to build collective influence as well. So what they will probably say in their defense is that it's some sort of mail drop for them and they just cut checks there. But it seems to me there must be cooperation going on if they're all housed under one roof.
Livesey said the names for the PACs some have deemed political slush funds are misleading people into thinking they are meant to finance things that will benefit everyone.
And they're all named such obscene things like the We Love the USA PACT and the Working Families PACT, which is really the sugar. So it's all ridiculous, and it's all a ruse to buy and sell influence in Washington, and it's really an egregious example of what's wrong in Florida politics.
But Nancy Watkins, the CPA who manages many of the PACs and super PACs, said she makes sure contributions are as transparent as the law requires. Protesters claim these funds give corporations an upper hand over people in the political process. But Watkins said PACs were created in the wake of the Watergate scandal in order to give regular people a voice.
As a fallout of that, as reform, political action committees were developed. They were designed to allow lots of small donors to get together and to collectively have a larger say and a bigger impact in the political arena. Labor unions, the realtors' PACs, those are the largest in the country. Their average contributions from their members are about $11 or $12. But those $11 or $12 are aggregated, publicly reported where they came from if they meet the disclosure level, and those people get to have their voice heard.
The Occupy movement has been criticized in the media for not having a specific goal. Jason Klutman follows Occupy Tampa events online, but is seldom able to participate. He said he made this direct action a priority because it gives the movement a direction.
This is the most tangible action I thought that could really reflect what the Occupy movement is about. I mean, this is something we can point towards and say, this is what we're about, this is what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to raise awareness and hopefully change the course that we're going on as far as corporations taking over our democracy.
The protesters marched along the sidewalk in front of the office with brooms and buckets, symbolizing what they call money laundering occurring inside Robert Watkins and Company. At least five Tampa Police Department officers monitored the protest, but no one was arrested. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.